This is your chance to ask a question, something we can solve for you today. All you have to do is text the Siding Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099. Could be a question that a lot of people have. And then you're like, I'm going to put it out there on the text line. Maybe you don't want to call. Kind of like you don't want to be in front of the group when you ask a question. It's like you kind of want to be anonymous.
And you are.
Off to the side.
Mm-hmm. All we see is a phone number. Yeah. We don't know who you are. We don't know your name unless you tell it to us. So send in your questions now. We are going to spin the roulette wheel. See what number we land on. And that is the text question we will read on the air. We want to hear your answers. We'll give our best response to help out another mixed listener.
All right, so here we go. We're going to spin the old wheel. We got a lot of text messages in there.
24.
All right, let's
24.
Do it.
24.
Let's do it.
Why can't we get like two or three? I could just scroll through 10, click, 20, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold on. Gonna make sure.
Read it ahead of time.
Okay. Hey, mixed moms, maybe you can help with this situation here. Here is the text roulette that we landed on. How do I stop the preteen / teen attitude? This boy, I tell ya.
Ooh, this is one that just came through.
Uh-huh.
Because we respond to a lot of these text messages.
Haven't seen this one yet? Yeah, it popped through. So there it is. 414-432-1099. You can call or text your advice.
How do you stop the preteen attitude? Man, all I can think about is growing up with three sisters. Think about it. Four teenagers all at one time under one roof for my parents. Four girls. And it was a lot. As my mom would say, every day somebody was in tears, whether they were happy tears or they were sad tears. I mean, there was a lot of emotions and a lot of feelings. Having raised a teenager with our son Brayson, Brayson never really showed that kind of attitude. Thank God. But I think about what we were like as kids. And I mean, I can remember slamming doors. This isn't fair. I hate it here. I mean, just all of that. And I don't know that my parents ever really cracked the code, except they just let us feel the feelings and didn't really play into it too much.
They didn't?
No, they didn't.
Oh,
if we got to that level, it was more or less that we were ignored. And then you realize, I'm not getting any kind of attention.
My wife and I are totally different on this. So my wife, Jess, has always been the one to kind of try and talk to them. You know, not like soft parent them, but just say, okay.
The gentle parenting?
What's really bothering you here? Let's talk about what the issue is. Me, on the other hand, their attitudes, my three kids, Noah, Lexi, and Haley, when they had these preteen attitudes, that would just fire me up. And then at the time, I was in my 40s attitude, and I was like, no, I work for a living. You're under this house. We'd go back
so
and forth.
So you would have a different approach your wife had.
I had a terrible approach. Looking back, and I would tell my kids, look, when you have kids, you got to do something a little bit different, because I would just lose it. You know, when you work in morning radio, you need your naps.
You're
you don't
tired.
Get a nap. You're tired. You're hungry. And then sometimes it's like, okay, I'll try and work with you here. But then it's like you say something, and you get the eye roll and the walk out. And you're like, hey. What are you doing? Don't you walk away from me.
I like your wife's approach. Get to the root of what's going on.
What's the problem?
And isn't, right. You know, and I've found, too, when it comes to parenting, if there were ever times where I felt a little distant from Brayson or I felt like something's going on, it always helped if we would go to the gym together and start working out. Then we just start having some conversations.
Yeah.
Or we'd go to the movies, and on our way there we start talking about music, start talking about things. Then things start coming out. He starts talking. I found that with him being specifically a boy, I mean, now that he's much older, you can ask him directly, hey, what's going on? But when he was about 13 years old, 14, it was really, I thought, helpful that we'd be doing some kind of activity.
Sure.
And then kind of bring up the, hey, so yesterday, what was going on in the car? You were a little quiet. Like, then you kind of bring it up. And that would be helpful. But some of you that are listening have lots and lots and lots and lots of kids. Maybe you're a teacher or coach. You work with this age group.
Yeah, how do you handle this?
What advice do you have for this mixed listener? How do I stop the preteen / teen attitude? And it said, this boy, I tell ya.
It's the boy. Although I think all three of my kids had that attitude thing. And then you see, you know what? You're starting to see that on TikTok and on Reels, on Instagram. A lot of people will say, you know, I don't have a favorite kid, but there is one kid that I don't want to make mad. And this is the one. You know, you gotta go, oh my gosh, because of that.
So. We do have a text here that said the answer is Moscato.
Lots of it. Hey, Lynn, it's Text Roulette with Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. What do you think about this? You have some advice for our mix listener who texted in. How do I stop the preteen teen attitude? This boy, I tell ya.
Well, what I do is I have a teen too. She's my granddaughter. And what I do is I take her out once a week. And once we're eating, over the evening, she'll explain. We'll be like, what are we going to talk about today? And then we'll start up the conversation, and then it goes deeper into what's going on in her life.
Oh, that's so great. And it's like she knows that every week she's going to have time with her grandma, and you can have these conversations. I think what you're really talking about, too, is just being consistent and showing up.
Showing up plus open communication.
And I think other key, Lynn, is food. Because a lot of times when you're hangry, you don't want to be saying anything. But the food, you take her out. Oh, yeah, I got a full belly. Now I'm a little more relaxed. I'm happy.
Yeah. Plus, like, you know what? As adults, we've been there, too.
So we've been there, too.
So we have to understand there's a lot more going on with these younger teens now. So, you know, with the internet and bullying and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So we have to understand that, you know what? When we were younger, it was completely different.
Well, and Lynn, I just have to say, with your accent, everything you say just sounds even more specialized and perfect.
More elegant, absolutely.
Yeah. Can you call in every day? Because you sound amazing.
Thank you very much. Well, I like your accent, too.
Lynn, where are you from originally?
I'm from England, Birmingham.
Oh, okay. I was going to say Yorkshire.
No, Birmingham. The Brummies usually have like... the eyes, you know, the eyes going
on.
And I'm from Birmingham. Well, I don't speak like that.
No, you don't. Well, now I feel like I want to speak with a British accent, too.
You can
Lynn,
make fun
thank
of
you
us.
For the call.
Thank you. You have a lovely new year.
Oh, my gosh. A lovely new year.
Man, I have to now.
Thanks, Lynn.
Lynn, you're great. Call us again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And we've got more text messages coming in, Elizabeth, on the Siding Unlimited text line. 414-432-1099. Well, here you go. This is how you handle it. This is how you stop the preteen attitude that our texter is asking about, and we can help solve this issue for them. You don't, LOL. It's hormones mostly. Just be understanding and more direct when warranted. I have a girl and a boy, and the girl was worse. That's kind of how I felt in my family. Sorry, Lexi. Sorry, Haley.
When it came to the attitudes?
Yeah, the attitudes. It always seemed to be those two, you know, was a little bit more high strung. A little more emotion involved.
Well, and Lynette and Racine says communication is always key. I think we kind of talked about it here, but you just need to have some kind of activity, do something, get them out of the house, get them out of the norm.
Get them away from the video games.
Right. Uh-huh. Or there's always a great opportunity. You can take things that are going on in the news, a pop culture story or something, bring that up. Like, oh, we're just talking about what's going on in California. Then you can lean into, hey, what's going on with you? How are things going? You know, you'd start branching into that topic, too.
And you know what? How do I stop preteen attitude? Thank you for the text, but let us know if some of this advice helps you. You can always text us back at 414-432-1099. We'll find out, hey, you know, maybe in a week or so, maybe our texter will say, hey, you know what? I did that. I did what Lynn said. We went out to lunch. We sat down. I'm kind of understanding their side of life right now.
And as a parent, too, you need outlets. If you're stressed and feeling the stress... your child's going to feel that too. So whatever that means for you, whether you're talking to a close friend or talking to a therapist or going out and working out and doing something to help you try to keep a level head, because yes, the hormones are all over the place and their brains aren't even fully developed yet.
Right.
And it's hard to have patience during that time. That might help you out a little bit too.
Yeah. And you can always text the Siding Unlimited text line 414-432-1099. It's Text Roulette. What do you need solved today? What can we solve for you today? It's The Mix.